In this week's Parsha, Parsha Shoftim, the king is given a commandment to write two Sifrei Torah that are supposed to be with him and that he should learn from. And the question is, what is the purpose, what is the role that these two Sifrei Torah play? Why is it important for the king to have two Sifrei Torah? The Pasuk itself gives us two explanations for the need of the Sefer Torah. Number one, L'ma'an yilmad l'yiras Hashem l'aykav. He has to learn to fear Hashem. Bilti rum levavoy me'echav. His heart should not be more haughty, shouldn't raise above his brothers, one. Two, ulevilti sur min ha-mitzvah yamin usmal. Number two is that he shouldn't swerve from doing the mitzvah, right or left. That means he should follow the mitzvah exactly the way he's meant to. L'ma'an yarech yamim amamlachtai hu avanav v'kerab Yisrael. And if he does this, if he manages to do this, then his kingdom will last. He'll have a long kingdom, not just him, but his children as well. To explain this, there are two roles that a king has, and these are roles that could be contradictory. On one hand, he's going to be given a tremendous amount of kavod. We're not allowed to use his horse, his chair. If a person is married by Malchus, says something disparaging, negative about the king, or anything at all, the king has tremendous power. The king could kill a person who insults him or who doesn't listen to him. The king is allowed to enlist whoever he wants to the army. He's allowed to take away property from people. He has ultimate power. It's going to be one of the things that we're going to have to adjust to when Mashiach comes. The whole way we look at rulership and the power that the ruler, that our king, is going to have. The king needs to have this quality. We see that Shaul HaMelech, the first king of Klal Yisrael, got into trouble because he didn't use it properly. When he didn't fulfill the commandment to kill out Amalek, to totally eradicate Amalek, and Shmuel came to berate him and said to him, what were you thinking? What did you do? Why didn't you kill out everybody? You left the king alive, you left some of the animals alive. He said to Shmuel, Ki aresi asa'am, I feared the nation, meaning the people were advocating to keep some of the animals alive, and I was scared. I didn't want to say no to them. And Shmuel responded, and he said, Halayim katana tabe'enecha, it could be that you look at yourself as being a small person. Reish shiftei Yisrael ata, you are the head of all the Jews. You are the king. And a king is not allowed to be small, and a king is not allowed to be scared of the nation. And if you are, then you can't be a king. And that's what happened. Shaul loses the melucha because he didn't have enough strength. On the other hand, a king has to be an anav. A king has to be humble. David HaMelech, who was the next king, expressed it by saying, Libi chalal bekirbi, my heart is empty inside of me, meaning I've totally taken me out of the picture. I am not here anymore. I've heard that the word David stands for Dal, poor, va'oid, and then he becomes something much, so much more happens to him. He remains poor. Poor not in his wealth, but poor in his perception of, this is not about me, I am just a reflection of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants for me. And I am leading, but only as a reflection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A king has to be compassionate and kind and take care of everyone from the highest to the lowest. Moshe Rabbeinu, our first leader, he was the unqualified leader. He was also the anav mikol adam. He's the one who says, V'nachnu ma, what are we? Who are we? Why are you coming to complain about us? This is not about us. So a king's behavior, it's very, very difficult because on one hand, he has to be strong and mighty, and he has to be strong and mighty. And on the other hand, he has to be soft and humble. The two Sifrei Torah are there to remind him of both of his roles. Number one, Bilti Rum Levavai, don't get too haughty. Don't get too high of yourself. You are a leader of the people and for the people. And number two, if you feel that you are getting too strong, you have that humility that comes in. But because you may have too much humility, you need the second Sefer Torah to remind you, be strong and don't be too easily swayed and don't make the wrong decisions. So remind the second Sefer Torah to remind him that he needs to be firm and he needs to do what he's supposed to do and not be swayed perhaps by the public opinion of the people. We know that all of us are told to follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ways, and in truth, we don't have a king today, but we have to learn from this dichotomy, these two pieces that we're meant to have. And we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, whatever it means, but he has both attributes, HaGaiva v'HaGdula l'chai alamim, on one hand, the Gaiva de Kedusha, the Gedula, the strength, the greatness, is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and on the other hand, HaOiz v'HaAnava l'chai alamim. He has the eyes, he has the strength, and he has the anava. Again, whatever it means for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the aspect that we're meant to take on ourselves is to realize that I am who I am because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given me my strength, and therefore I am meant to use it in order to serve him. I am not anything great because of what I've done for myself, and because of myself, I'm great because Hashem has given it to me, and therefore I have to use it in order to serve him. And that's one way of understanding the two Sifrei Torah that a king has to have. It's two attributes that he and that we have to carry with ourselves at all times. We have to have the strength to do what we need to do, together with the anava to know that we are who we are only because we were given the attributes and we ourselves are nothing. Another way to understand the two Sifrei Torah is that one is representative of Torah Shebichsav and the other of Torah Shebaal Peh. And of course we need both, meaning that the only reason a king has any power at all is because the Torah gives him the power, because the Torah says that when you come into Eretz Yisrael you should make yourself a king, and because the Torah gives the parameters of what it means to be a king. But the Torah Shebaal Peh is also crucial. And specifically, the Malchus of David HaMelech is connected very much to Torah Shebaal Peh. When David began his route to becoming the king, the first time that we see his strength is when he put on Shaul's armor to fight Goliath, and Shaul's armor fit him. And now Shaul is a head taller than anybody in Klal Yisrael. David HaMelech is not a tall person, and yet the king's armor fits this young lad, and Shaul gets very nervous, and he's wondering, at this point he already knows that he's not king forever, and he starts to wonder, is David going to be the next king? And his advisors tell him, just ask which family he is from. Did he come from Zerach, or did he come from Peretz? Because if he came from Peretz, these are the two sons of Yehuda, then possibly he was going to be the king. Doeg HaAdomi said to Shaul, don't bother asking these questions until you start asking if he's going to be the king. You should start asking if he can be a Jew at all, because he comes from Rus, the Moaviyah. He's from the wrong nation. A Moavite, a person from the tribe of Moab, from the nation of Moab, can never be a Jew. So never mind being a king, he's not a Jew. Avner responded to him, to Doeg, and he said to him, it says, Amoni velo Amonis, Moavi velo Moavis. It's not a problem that he comes from Rus because she's a female. And this gzera that Moavi is not allowed to be a Jew is not related to her because it's a woman. And at this point, a long discussion broke out about why it's only about the males and they're supposed to bring bread and water, but maybe it should have been brought for the woman, by the woman, and back and forth they're discussing it. And the Beis Din was sitting at the time that this discussion is going on, and they made a decision at that time. And Amasa comes and says, I learned from the Beis Din of Shmuel himself that it's Amoni v'lo Amonis, Moavi v'lo Moavis. That means that whatever discussion you're having, halachic discussion about whether David is able to be a Jew or not, has already been paskened in the Beis Din. He is a Jew. And he is a Jew, and of course he does become the king. So what we learn from here is that David almost wasn't accepted as a Jew because of a very clear pasuk in the Torah where it says that an Amoni and a Moavi can never become a Jew, but through the Torah Shebaal Peh, it becomes clear that he is indeed allowed to be a Jew. So David HaMelech cannot be, the kingdom of David HaMelech cannot be, David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim cannot be without the Torah Shebaal Peh. That's why David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Sasa Nechi Alim Rasecha Kimtzei Sha'ol Ra. I am thrilled to find your words, to find the Torah, like someone who found a great treasure, because your Torah, Torah Shebaal Peh, allowed me to be number one a Jew, and number two a king. The Torah, the two Torahs, have to be with the king at all time. Torah Shebichtav has to be with the king the whole time. But of course, specifically when we're talking about the kings of Malchus Beis David, which we know are the kings, it's the king, the family of Melucha, which was with us and continues to be with us, cannot, will not exist without the Torah Shebaal Peh.